Nedarim Paritas Mishnah Beis, Lezecher Nishmas, Lior Dvar Bashlomo. Continuing with Rabbi Eliezer, who had said, we make poschin la neder. We make openings for a guy to back out of a neder, where he can say, oh, if I had known that that was going to happen, then I never would have made the neder. So the Mishnah begins, V'odom Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also said, poschin benolad, that we allow as an opening to get out of a neder, something that is nolad, that is newborn, which literally, which means unexpected. So somebody can say, that unexpected thing, if I had known that that was going to happen, there's no way I ever would have made such a neder. But Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say the only way you can be posting a neder is if somebody made an oversight and he didn't think about the consequences, but they had to be obvious consequences and clear consequences. Where each one of them gets this as a source was an oath that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu was tending sheep for Yisro after he ran away from Paro in Egypt the first time, before he goes back to Mitzrayim to free the Jewish people. And he's there with Yisro, and he made an oath that he's not going to abandon Yisro, he's going to stay with him in Midian, tending his sheep. Then Hashem tells him Dasan and Aviram are dead. So when he hears that his antagonists are dead, he says to Yisro, that's it, I'm going back to Mitzrayim now that I know it's safe for me to go back. So what was the nature of this? According to Rabbi Eliezer, this was unexpected news that he could not have known otherwise. Since the unexpected news happened, he had a psicha to his nether to get out of it. According to the Chachamim, it's the other way around. Dasan and Aviram weren't really dead. In fact, they had become poor and lost all of their status and their wealth. That's like being dead when somebody has become dirt poor. This is something that could have been foreseen, says Chazal, because people make money and lose money all the time. That's not an unusual, unearthly happenstance. He just needed to hear about it, and then he says, oh, I didn't think of that when I made my oath to stay with the sheep. So Rabbi Eliezer uses this story to prove that even unexpected things can be poschin l'neder, and the Chachamim say the opposite, that this shows only expected things can be poschin l'neder. So the Mishnah explains what sort of a neder. Ketzad. Amar konam she'eni neder le'ishploni. Somebody makes a neder, says, I'm not going to get any benefit from so-and-so. B'na'aseh sofer. And then it turns out that so-and-so becomes a sofer. He becomes a scribe. And I can't avoid him. Because anytime I write documents, I'm going to need to use his services. Or, o'shehaya masi es b'no b'karov. It turns out that he's marrying off a son any day now. And as a member of the town, the guy who made the neder is supposed to go to the wedding. And he's like, oh, if I had only known. If I had known this unexpected thing that he was going to become a sofer and change his job all of a sudden, or that he's going to marry off his son all of a sudden in a hurry that he met his basher, I never would have made such a neder. So Rabbi Eliezer uses this as an example of a sudden thing where he can back out of the neder. The Mefarshim say on this that it was a neder with a time limit, but even so, the wedding is going to be before the time limit is up. So he can say, oh, I wouldn't have known. Konan l'bayezesh eini nichnas. Similarly, if the guy says, I'm never going to enter that house, v'nasa beis haknesses, and they turn the house into a shul, and it's the only shul in town, and now he has to go there for mincha. V'amar, he says, Yidlo ha'yisi yodea shunasa beis haknesses, if I had known that was it was going to become a shul, lo yisi noder, I never would have made my neder. So Rabbi Eliezer matir. In these two cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, this is what we mean by an unexpected situation where he can back out of his neder. V'chachamim osrim, the chachamim say, these cases, forget about it. He had no idea when he made his neder about them, so he can't use them as a psicha, as an opening to back out of the neder. He can still do hataras nedarim, avaras nedarim, he can go get it annulled by the proper halachic authorities, but he cannot simply back out as a psicha for the neder. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh dvarim sheim kenolad ve'enam kenolad. There are some situations, Rabbi Meir says, kind of straddling the line between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where they are like a nolad, an unexpected situation that we could not have foreseen, but the Einon Kenolad, says Rabbi Meir, we won't treat them like a nolad, even though they're unexpected, we treat them as a psicha anyway, and say it's as if they were expected. Ein Chachamim Modim Lo, Chacham said, no, we're going to hold the line. It has to be totally expected, not even something like this. Ketzad, so what would be a situation where it's unexpected and yet not so bad? So Amar, if the guy said, Konam she'eni nosei esplonis, I'm not going to marry that woman ever, she'alviha ra, because her father is evil. by tying the promise not to marry with the fact that her father is evil, he is saying in the neder that the reason he wouldn't consider her is because she has an evil father. Omer lo, if they then come back to him and they say, Mace, the evil father is dead, the wicked witch is dead, the wicked wizard, Osha asa tshuva, or he's not evil anymore, he did tshuva, he's reformed. So now, he can say, even though it was unexpected that he would reform, but I wouldn't have made my neder. Similarly, konon levayis esh eini nichnas, I will never enter that house, shehakelev ra besocho, because there is an evil dog in that house. I do not think it's some kind of crazy ghost dog, Cujo 666 dog. It's just, it's a bad dog, and I don't want to be anywhere near the Rottweiler in that house. Oh, shehanachash betocho, I'm never going to go in that house because there's a snake in it. Amrlo, and they tell him, Meis hakelev, the dog is dead, oshenerag hanachash, or the snake has been killed. They don't tell him that the dog has reformed. Apparently, that is very unlikely. In that case, harehin kanola veina kanola. It says Rabbi Meir, these are unexpected cases, what we call an olad, but we treat them like expected cases. When he made his neder and based it on the conditional statement, the father is evil, the dog is bad, the snake is bad, he was essentially saying, if that condition wasn't there, the neder doesn't stand. But ve'ein chachamim modim lo, the chachamim disagree, and they say, I'm sorry, no way. Once he made a conditional situation and unexpectedly it's gone, we have to treat it like unforeseen, and you cannot back out of the nether on that basis. You would have to go to a chacham or to a bezdin and get your annulment in such a situation. But some of the poskim say, actually, that we poskim that you don't necessarily need to do ataras adarim on such a thing. And so, ask your local Orthodox rabbi.